Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Michelle O'Connor. The show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. For more information about them, you can check out our website at oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas one small business at a time. Does your business have a brand? When I asked that question, did your company's brand pop into your head within seconds? If it didn't, or maybe you didn't like the image that came to mind, then you're going to love hearing what my guest today has to share with you. I am thrilled to have with us today Shell Villa, owner of Visual Caffeine. Shell is the CEO and the creative enigma behind Visual Caffeine Creative Group based in Noda in Charlotte. She has worked on considerable local, national, and international projects in branding, marketing, and design with online and offline exposure for over 20 years, including companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, General Motors, Chrysler, eLimit of Charlotte, and many small and medium-sized companies in a wide variety of industries. Visual Caffeine's focus is on crafting strong brands, then marketing to their target audience through marketing collateral, website, and mobile presence, social media, and advertising. Today, Shell is going to share with us her strategies to inspire you to take your business to the level where it is on fire. Welcome to the show today, Shell. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I am great. So I want to jump right in and start by telling our listeners how you got started in this business.
Well, I educated at College for Creative Studies back in the 90s in Detroit, Michigan, and got a BFA in graphic design. But before that, I was raised in a restaurant business with my family and was very influenced by my father and just knew that I wanted to be in my own company. So it was something that grounded with me from a very young age. So when I found the trade I loved, a few years out of school, I started Visual Caffeine.
That's fantastic.
was inspired a lot by instructors and stuff that were also in the business while they were teaching.
Very cool. Now, you were in Michigan at that time, and you have obviously since relocated to Charlotte. So what made you pick Charlotte to relocate to?
Well, there were personal reasons for that. My husband's job was best done here, and being that we always serviced companies all over the world, we didn't really anchor to being really to Detroit. We could really be in any city. So, being that Charlotte was a growing city, it was a fantastic decision to come here.
But that's great that your company's in the unique position that you really can service businesses all over the world from any location. Just so happens Charlotte's a beautiful location to do it from, but you can service companies anywhere.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, I know that most recently you may have a physical location in Noda. That's where your office space is. Did you choose that section of the city for any particular reason?
Well, it's the art vibe over there. Big fan of the very close areas to the uptown area, so such as Noda and Plaza Midwood and Elizabeth. And we actually recently personally moved to Chantilly. So we really love the environment and the culture over in this side of the city. So it was an obvious location to pick.
Nice, very nice. So one of the things that struck me the most when I originally met you several years ago was our discussions about branding and your focus on branding and how important you felt it was for businesses of all size to have a brand. So can you share a little bit about that with us? How important is it for a company, no matter what their size, to have a brand?
Well, the brand is vital, and I believe it's been seen in various perspectives in business. But my philosophy is the brand should be the umbrella of your entire company. So your brand not only is just your logo, people have always, a lot of people have seen that as the logo is your brand. No, your brand is your voice. It is your vibe. It is your culture of your company. So companies like mine can develop that brand and develop that voice, but then it should be carried through your customer's experience, the way your employees dress, behave, speak. It's, you know, how you're representing yourself, no matter how your company is put out there. So it doesn't just go down to some graphics. It's such a larger idea, and it's something that really should be the vibe of what your company's core was brought into its being to be. Meaning that when you created your company, you had a reason for it. You had a passion behind it. At least I hope so. And that brand should pull that out and be the essence of that. And that ultimately will separate you from your competition right there.
That's the part of this that I love about what you do, particularly, because I hadn't ever looked at it that way. But once you started discussing it in that manner, I found that I had answers to all of those things. It just wasn't put together in the correct package, maybe, to be the presentation. And we were trying to carry it through, but again, not in the correct package. So I love those words, and I found them to be very inspiring at any level of business, because I think it's so important as well. And I love the words that you use to describe it.
No, thank you.
So what kind of process, your process is unique that you take clients through on helping them to establish their brand and draw those items out that I just mentioned. Tell me about that process.
Well, the initial process, or the most vital core of it, is our discovery sessions. So our discovery sessions, depending on the client, depending on the need, and depending on the industry, take place in the beginning, but some earlier than others. But it's really for us to learn not only your business and what you do, because obviously that isn't a trade that we know, but it's really understanding, like I said before, the core reasons you started, the passion behind it. And we take you through a lot of exercises to really pull those out of your mind, because it doesn't so easily come to people. And we have a lot of carefully crafted questions that surprisingly tell us a lot. And it may not necessarily come to a client and go, wow, and now I know what they are looking for. But it does tell us a lot. And in the end, when we then go and develop a brand story, brand story is the words that describe that culture. And from there is where any visuals, voice, social media, intentions that are made with your company are brought to fruition. And then that can actually be then, you know, told easier to anybody else you use that is either a contractor or your employees or anybody that you really need to translate what your company is about, and you want to make sure that that is translated correctly.
So that all goes back to, again, the customer experience and making sure that those items are all tied in together, so that the experience the customer is having from the get-go is the same, and that your employees are also bought in and educated on that.
Exactly. They're on the same page. Because we deal with a lot of small businesses, and sometimes, you know, they make decisions based on a very tight budget, which we totally understand. But then sometimes they're using somebody else because it's to, you know, maybe a magazine says, well, we'll just do the ad for you. Well, at least it gives them a way to communicate to them, okay, you're going to do this ad for us because it'll save us money. But at the same token, they are then given an opportunity to really understand what, as a business, they're trying to say and put out there. So that communication tool is important. And for the customer service, customer experience at the end is if they're a new customer, potential customer, they however they see you, you want to make sure that that is translating correctly to them.
Very good. So So that's just the start of the process. But right now, and it's been this way for a few years, but, you know, the buzz is if you're not doing SEO or you're not on social media, that you're missing the boat from a marketing perspective. And so there's a ton of companies out there trying to get your SEO business, for example. I found it very difficult before I met you to sort through all of those companies because I have a surface knowledge but not an in-depth knowledge of the SEO process and what's going on behind the scenes. So how is it that as you start to go ahead and hire folks to do those things for you, what are the things that you should be looking for? What are the three things or four things that I should really be honed in on when I'm looking for a company to do SEO?
Well, first and foremost, the relating factors between SEO and social media are, one, that there is a consistent effort being made. And this is when people try to do it themselves, they're not successful. And this is where, hence, hiring somebody is an advantage. But that consistency of action is very vital. And last year, or probably before last year, Google took to the board, obviously, that their algorithms are going to rely a lot on social media. And more, they're changing their algorithms every day to put that importance to bank, because the mainstream out there, that's where people are involved. That's where people are talking. So that's where Google wants to learn who they should be ranking higher. So those really marry with each other. And so when you're looking for a company to handle those things, you want to make sure that they aren't just a company saying, we're going to get you on that first page of Google. Because there has to be that element of social media involved in SEO to make sure that you're really falling in line with modern marketing. And that's really content marketing. And there is an effort being made on your blog that's related to your social media that then helps your SEO. It works in a circular manner or a 360 manner. So you want to, when you're hiring somebody, be it that it is two companies or one company, that they are either communicating with each other or they at least, as one company, see the importance of how one impacts the other. And
so what about red
they
flags
really
and
care ultimately about that brand voice at the end of the day, because you want to make sure that they're not just putting out static material that they do for everybody.
So, and that's my next question for you, because I've had a bad experience in the past with it, and it's one of the things I want to make sure that our listening audience understands, because I felt like I was educated when I made the decision, and there were some red flags that I missed in the conversations, and I want to make sure people understand that. One, it sounds to me, though, like SEO and social media go hand in hand, and if you're looking for a provider, that they should be able to provide both of those items for you in order to give you maximum marketing impact.
Agreed. But with that, the maximum impact also comes from that your social media couldn't just be done by anybody. One of my team members describes it as getting a steak dinner at McDonald's. You might want to go for that low price, but do you really expect that steak dinner to be the exact same quality as you would if you went to one of the amazing, beautiful restaurants up in Uptown and got a steak dinner? No. Obviously, the quality of the meat, the quality of everything is going to be out of sorts. One thing that should be happening when you're dealing with a social media company or a company that's doing your social media and SEO is that they should be talking to you on a regular basis. They should be gaining information from you about what's going on in your company. Think about the fact that they cannot know how to talk for your company if they don't know what's going on and they are not in your office. So for them to have those regular happenings, it doesn't need to be an unnecessary amount of your time. It literally could be a 30-minute call at the beginning of every month or, you know, and just see what's going on and things that are important to you. Also, those messages that go out in social media should be crafted under your voice, your brand voice. if it is not. It is just somebody posting some articles they found on a blog, and yeah, it's filling space, just like that steak from McDonald's will fill your stomach, but is the richness there? Is there heart behind it? Is there really a voice happening? So you really want to make sure that you're taking the end experience for the viewer and taking that in consideration and going, yeah, I got a great deal, but is this really getting me anything? And is that really getting me any ROI at the end of the day, or richness with people who are actually liking my page? See, you know, you want to make sure that you're evaluating that.
So let's talk about those red flags, because that's a little bit passionate. I'm passionate about that because I made the mistakes. And so you mentioned it briefly in what you were just saying about social media posts and them not, and them maybe doing cookie cutter approach. And that's the position we had found ourselves in. There was a lot of posting going on and there was a lot of content being posted, but it wasn't following our voice or our brand. It was following their social media schedule that they were doing for a variety of agents all over the country. So what are some red flags that would, or questions to be asked, that would draw out red flags when you're looking to hire a company to do these kinds of things?
Well, first of all, am I going to be involved at all in the content or the decisions of the content? So that is one thing I was
talking about
with the meetings. So, because if they're seeking you at all for ideas of content or having some type of brainstorming with you, then yes, they could have your brand story in front of them, but they need to be having that constant conversation. So
right.
That would be one. Two is if they are posting, well, I guess if you're talking about before you even hire them.
Right.
Look at other people, other companies that they do.
That's a great,
this is from even a design standpoint. You know, people who design websites, whatever. I mean, this could be going all the way across marketing. If you look at work they've done for somebody else, and actually I should recommend a few people or companies, does their feeds look pretty similar? Or do they actually look like it was really created for that company? And so, for example, when a message is crafted in on a blog, or a logo is created, or anything is created in marketing, they have a style and they just carry it through, or they have a bank of just, this is what we run in our social media. It's always a blog that we find everywhere else, or these are interesting articles. There's no visuals that are actually carrying through that say that about that company. You want to look for those clues on when they're doing this type of activity for a company. Because if their feeds look very similar and don't have a heart to them, you should feel that company's heart in what you're viewing. And you can tell that there was really actually hard work put behind and thinking put behind each post.
Those are great tips.
And
those are excellent.
Those are the main things.
I think those are excellent. And any listener that wants to go and look at our social media, it reflects all of the good things that Shel just mentioned, because Visual Caffeine does our social media and our website. Please don't hesitate to check it out, or Facebook, O'Connor Insurance. And I think you'll get a feel for what she's talking about with the heart and the thought that went into it and the consistency in the brand, for sure. That was huge for us, and it's made a huge difference in our engagement in the last 6 months, because we haven't had the privilege of working with Shel much longer than that.
Oh, thank you.
Now, my next question for you is if you will promise to come back, because I feel like we've only scratched the surface of things that you could share with our audience. You're a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. I've always been about how much I can educate people at the end of the day, especially small businesses. I have a big love for them.
Well, I echo that, and I appreciate that. So one last question for you. This is our O'Connor Insurance question of every interview. Please finish the sentence, "My business is on fire because..."
because it is fed by the passion of our clients.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. I really appreciate that, and I know you personally, so
Thank
I know
you.
That is very true.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Shell. I'm going to wrap up with that, and I appreciate you very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a good day. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire on our website at carolinabusinessonfire.com. Just a reminder, this show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. You can get more information on our website at oianc.com.